Okay. Lesson number 7. Here we go. Welcome back for lesson 7 of positive parenting. This lesson is about how to integrate 3 universal communication styles: tenderness, positive fierceness, and playfulness into your communication skills as a parent. So let's think just for a moment what we've said so far. We've seen how effective parenting, positive parenting, is a type of positive hypnosis skill that requires a connection to the body-mind, first of you as the parent, and then the connection to the body-mind of your child. That's the base. And from there, we begin to see how we need to develop and work, add to that base, how to have a positive intention and goal to make sure that you create good, positive family time, create a good connection with you and your family, and then how to set positive rules and enforce positive rules. Now, all of that requires a lot of positive communication, a lot of creative communication. And so in this lesson, I want to introduce you to and show you how to connect with and show you how to practice, how to have really good communication skills. And the basic idea here is to have effective communication, not only with your kids, but anywhere in life. You need these 3 energies. First, you need tenderness, kindness, good yin energy. You need to be able to touch people, put them at ease, calm people. You also need that positive fierceness. You need to be able to not be pushed around, to have clarity, to have focus, to have commitment. That's what we mean by positive fierceness. And third, and really important, you need to have a playfulness. You need to bring a certain musicality, an openness that allows this playful movement, particularly during difficult times. Now, each of these universal skills, call them ancestor skills, because they've been in human beings for thousands and thousands of years. Each of them has positive and negative forms. So tenderness can be sentimental, can be oversensitive, too soft, but also can have the strength of loving, kind gentleness. Fierceness, if you're not centered, can be criticism or anger. If you have that center and respect, fierceness can be positive commitment, determination. Playfulness, if it's not humanly appreciated, can be cynicism. It could be just taking life as a joke. Or it could be this fluid sparkling of energy. So we're looking to bring the positive forms, the positive hypnosis forms, into our families. We're looking to embody them and use them for some of these challenging communications that we face in our family. So these are basic resources, and positive hypnosis and positive parenting can help you use these 3 skills to become a better parent. So what I want to guide you through here is a little exercise to find your connection to positive fierceness, to tenderness, and to playfulness. And then in the next lesson, we'll explore how to use these when you're facing a challenge with your kids. Okay? So we're going to start, find a place where you can settle in and settle down. Tell everybody you're not available for 10 minutes. Turn off your phone. Put your phone in the next room. Turn the TVs off. Create a private space just for you. Take some time in that private space to get a good posture. Sit, stand. Take a few moments just to do some breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. Remember a time where you felt a sense of peace and connection. Let that feeling of peace return to you. Let that peace spread out from inside of you. Create a peaceful space all around you. That's opening your positive hypnosis state of creativity. Feel your connection to your heart mind. Touch it. Smile. I see you. I feel you. I support you. Feel your connection to your belly mind. Touch it. Smile. I see you. Now let's see how to connect to these universal, positive, human energies. The three. Fierceness, tenderness, playfulness. So let's start with positive fierceness. To be a good parent, you need to be tough. You need to be committed. You need to have good creative power in a positive way. So to do that, let yourself think of somebody who is a representative for you, of somebody who has positive fierceness. They're tough, they're fierce, but they're really positive person. Maybe it's a person in the cultural imagination. Maybe it's a movie star. Maybe it's a political leader. Maybe it's an ancestor. Maybe it's a spiritual being. Maybe it's a friend. Who for you is a representative? Somebody really positive, but really strong and fierce at the same time. Now, as you imagine that person, let yourself imagine stepping in for a moment and becoming them. Find the posture. Find in your body. What would it be? How would you be standing? What would you be doing with your arms? What would your basic movement be? I have positive fierceness. What would be the movement? Feel it. And recognize this universal energy, this positive human energy is inside of you. Feel the somatic model. Feel the person who's a good representative. Then breathe it into yourself. Find the somatic movement. What's your posture? What's your movement? And then hold that. Think of your child. Hold the positive fierceness. Say, I am connected to positive fierceness. And I will bring this positive fierceness to my relationship with my child. I am connected. Breathe. Feel it joyously. Smile. I am connected. The positive fierceness. I will bring this positive fierceness into my relationship with my child. Good. Give yourself a hug for that. You can feel your positive fierceness anytime, anywhere. Now let's turn to the second important universal ancestor energy, kindness and tenderness. So let yourself now feel in your imagination, sense who is a representative for you of a person with strong, tender, kind energy. Somebody who has the strength. Positive tenderness. Again, it could be an ancestor, could be a famous person, could be a friend or a family member. Who is a good representative for you of somebody who has strong, positive tenderness? And let yourself find a somatic model, a posture, and a simple movement or motion that allows you to feel, to say, I am connected to positive tenderness. Feel it step inside, become that representative. Feel it as yourself. Make the movement, breathe, smile. I am connected to positive tenderness. I can bring this positive tenderness into my relationship with my child. Practice that. Great. Give yourself a hug. Good job. Yippee. So nice that I can connect with the positive tenderness of a strong human being. Now let's do the same for the third universal ancestor energy, playfulness. Think of a person who is a representative of somebody that has the creative strength of playfulness. Is it an ancestor? Is it a historical person? Is it a friend? Who is a good representative of a beautiful, powerful, playful? See it, that person. And I will bring that representative, bring that image, bring that person inside of you and take on that physical posture, make the movement of a strong, positive playfulness. Say, I am connected to a strong, positive playfulness. Make a movement. Watch your movement. Strong, positive playfulness. Smile. Feel the playfulness. Part of you. And since I can bring this playfulness into my relationship with my child, I can bring, make the movement, smile, playfulness into my relationship with my child. Good, hug yourself. And one final time, step into that model, that representative, positive fierceness, smile. Make the motion. Make the affirmation. I can bring positive fierceness. Make the movement. Smile. Into my connection with my child. And like a Tai Chi dance, flow into the representative of positive tenderness, calm, kindness. Make a motion. I can bring positive tenderness into my relationship with my child. And then like a Tai Chi movement, shift and find somatic model for positive, strong playfulness. I can be playful. Make the movement. Let it be a little dance. Let your arms move. I can bring playfulness into my relationship with my child. That's a nice dance movement. Moving from positive fierceness, positive tenderness, positive playfulness, as part of the strength and the power of your communication and presence as a good, loving parent. Next lesson, we'll explore how to do this with certain challenges. Just give yourself a nice hug. Good job. Good job. Bye for now.